But first things first, he should have been regularly reviewing and overseeing these accounts. How is it that bank reconciliations are not being done or are being done? Hey, my future millionaire besties, it is Avery Anderson, your CPA bestie here with today's podcast. And very so often I'll be coming to you guys speaking from a direct Reddit post or some sort, because basically I want to give you real world examples and real tips and tricks that are going to help benefit you in your business. So today we're talking about this person who's business partner was screwing them over. So I want to read it to you guys. How screwed am I? Partner in my small business has been using company funds to pay for all of his personal expenses. Started a small business with an acquaintance about 2 years ago. Let's call them Andy. And Andy and I have split responsibilities well. And okay, hold on, wait. So here's what the post says. Started a small business with an acquaintance about 2 years ago. Let's call him Andy. Andy and I have split responsibilities well, and in a way that works for us. And one of Andy's roles has always been handling the financial side of things. We also have an accountant who comes in every quarter to make sure things are looking okay. At the start, I was watching the finances weekly. But since Andy kept telling me everything was good and fine and correct, I stopped. I stopped looking at it more than once every few months because I genuinely trusted they knew what they were doing. Well, Andy was out of town last week and it was time to pay our part-time employee, so I go to write them a check and I check our business account balance while I'm at it. We were never making a ton of money, just enough to pay ourselves enough to cover our personal bills and pay one part-time employee. When I checked the account on Friday, I saw we don't have even enough money to pay the part-time employee. Last time I checked the account, a few weeks ago, we had around $6,000. Naturally, I freak out and begin looking through transactions, and I see some huge payments to Amex and to a company I don't recognize. I sign into our company's Amex account and see that over the last several months, Andy's has been using the company credit card for personal expenses. Bars, Ubers, food delivery, vape stores, everything, an insane amounts of everything. There are weekends where Andy used the company card for upwards of $400 at bars and days where they spent more than $200 on food, delivery, and vape stores. They've been paying their rent directly from the company credit card. Between February and now, these Amex charges total close to $15,000. I absolutely never used the company card for personal expenses. I haven't swiped that card once since maybe October of last year. So this spending is 100% all Andy. There are some legitimate company expenses included here. I mean, that's what we originally got the card for, to cover overhead expenses. We're in digital marketing, so it's all subscriptions and advertising costs. I haven't started going through everything. I'll be starting that this week. But from a quick glance, I'd estimate that the legitimate business expenses couldn't account for more than 25 to 50% of that. I feel like an idiot. I know I should have been paying attention to the finances, but I genuinely believe they were taking care of everything correctly, like they said they were. I'm planning to confront them about it after going through every charge and seeing exactly how much has been spent, but terrified of how this could affect me. Thankfully, the business credit cards is in Andy's name. I'm only a manager of the Amex account. Any advice on how to address this and any insight on it, if there are legal repercussions I should be worried about, is much more appreciated. So the Amex is in Andy's name, but he would have had to give information on you, friend. But let's talk about it, because why in heaven's name would you decide to go into business with an acquaintance and not regularly check your books? Now, my business besties, I know that you will not have this problem, because seeing this post is enough to even warn you to not to do it. I'm very skeptical on partnerships, and I honestly do believe that people should know who they are going into business with, but even then they should have structure in place. I believe that everything should be written out as to what the terms, what the conditions are, what happens when something happens, what is a triggering event for certain things, because you don't excuse me, you don't want to leave any space for anything to possibly go awry. You would want these people to, well, not these people, but you want your business to have a contingency for every what if you could think about. Because when money is involved, people lose their senses. People go crazy when money is involved. Because how are you running up this card, this amount of money? But let's get back into the real deal situation here. Because what he should do is what he should have been doing a long time, we're going to discuss. Because our main concern here is what to do to avoid this. But first things first, he should have been regularly reviewing and overseeing these accounts. How is it that bank reconciliations are not being done or are being done and you're not seeing what is showing up? Every month you should be seeing what that bank balance looks like and what the reconciliation of that accounts are. You don't have to go through every transaction, but make it a point where you go through a percentage of their transactions. What is material to you? What is material to that business? And how you can find the materiality is basically probably saying how much a specific account is worth and then doing a percentage of that. That could be your materiality base. But you don't never want to go months. You don't never want to go months without reviewing your company accounts, especially when you are in partnership with somebody. If somebody has that oversight and you're not watching at all, because I could understand that if you're a partner, one may be in charge of something else while the other may be in charge of another vein of something. I don't know how you will share your thoughts and procedures, but at the same time, when it comes to that money, you want to make sure that it takes a dual, just like as a partnership, it takes two people to sign off on certain things. It takes two people to make payments. Maybe if you guys are making those payments from, I know how Amex kind of works. You just link your bank account and then you charge the payment. But there should be some way, and that's my personal Amex. I don't know if business Amex is different. But I think that there should be a way where you have to sign off on transactions for certain amounts. Even if there is no way, regularly checking and reviewing these accounts would help to avoid this. Now, I'm a little concerned because he's saying that they did have an accountant who's supposed to come in quarterly to look at things. I feel like Andy knows this accountant, or this accountant isn't an accountant. So have some say in your finances. Make sure that you have a say in who you hire and make sure that you look them up. This accountant could have been Andy's best friend, and you said that they were paying their rent. Like, whose rent? Like, is it the accountant's rent and Andy's rent? Like, I'm just trying to understand. Is the accountant a part of this partnership? I'm a little confused in all of this, and I probably should look to see if he made any clarifications in that. But at the same time, it's crazy. So besties, one of the first steps to do to avoid your partner spending all the money and you don't know, or your partner putting you in debt that you don't know about, because he's saying that the card is in Andy's name, but at the same time, again, when you sign up for these things, when you have these persons on your paperwork, they ask if there are any other beneficial owners, and they have to provide information on that person. They don't need your social to do that, because I just signed up for a business Amex account for my husband and I just had to put his information. I didn't have to put his social in. So, yes, be mindful. Be very vigilant and regularly review the financials and reconciliations. Even if you don't go through every bank rec, everything. Listen, I cannot explain this. Like, it's important. Please do not go months without reviewing your company's financial records. Second step to avoid all of this, you need to make sure that those policies and procedures are in place. I keep telling y'all, write it down. Having two people needed to sign off on certain things, any amount that is over a certain amount, make sure you need both partners' signature or something like that. It's a few different policies that you can do to try to avoid this, making sure that no personal expenses go through the business. Like, if you need some money as a loan or a draw or something, make it where so you have to withdraw that money from your equity, and then you to do what you have to do. Don't get the business involved. The business account should be only for business expenses, and we talked about this. Business account should be only for business expenses, right? Finally, what's another step? Because I have these notes here, but it kind of really all boils down to those policies and procedures that you guys have in place. Any control that you could put in place to avoid having one person have all of this say is going to benefit you when it comes to your partner running the business and having the finances as if it's personal piggy bank. And I talked about that in a post before. Don't use your business as a personal piggy bank. And it's worse if you're in a partnership and somebody's using your business as a personal piggy bank. And I'm looking to see if any additional comments by this person was made. Yeah, so it does not appear that out of all 386 comments that this person provided any additional insight onto this. But yeah, to avoid embezzlement, to avoid misuse of funds, to avoid being held liable for something that you had no part in, because you technically are still liable. The partnership is liable unless it's a guaranteed loan by one specific partner. If you are not on it at all, sure. But if you have that in the business name, you are personally liable. Ensure that you are doing everything in your power. So if you have a partnership, my main thing is to have your SOPs, standard operation procedures, and your controls in place to avoid any one person having too much power or too much say, right? Making sure that all the funds that come in, if you have a retail company where cash is involved, try to always have a deposit that is being made. Make sure after a certain amount, a drop has to be made or something to avoid too much cash being in the drawer and people being able to take from it what they want and falsifying or deleting the POS system, right? The next thing you want to do is regularly check those bank accounts, regularly check those bank reconciliations. And the third thing you want to do is ensure that there, like, over a certain amount, and this comes into the controls, there are two signatories that are required, especially over certain amounts, all right? So that's what I have for you guys today from Reddit. I love a good Reddit read. And I hope that it would have helped you, especially if you would have found yourself in this position. You know what to do to try to avoid it in the future, because if it already happened, it happened. But the main deal is to try to avoid it. Even if you're not in a partnership, these steps will go very good for you to do in your sole proprietorship as well, or in your corporation if you have many people managing or managing partners, okay? So bye, my future millionaire besties. Make sure that this does not happen to you, and make sure that you are on top of your figures.